Well, it's been a good month for you guys. I know one more game to go against the Maple Leafs, obviously, on Wednesday. But I look at this and think your fans have really embraced the effort that your players have put out, a lot of the execution. They love what they've seen from the youngster Monahan. I don't know. Are you pleased with your body of work for October?
Yes, I'm very impressed with the quality and the commitment that our guys have given us since day one of training camp. The way that they showed up, they were eager to get going. They had a great summer of conditioning. We're working in practices and in meetings so that we can go on for the entire season.
Coach, having spent quite a bit of time in Calgary the last 4 years, it's interesting that this year's team, you want to compare pound for pound talent, you know, the teams that they've had the last couple of years, probably more so. How come this team is playing better and playing harder? Is it indicative of you putting your stamp on it, or maybe indicative of the roster and some of the guys last season?
Well, the players deserve all the credit for this. Like I just said, they left last year, knowing what they had to do, and they put in a big summer of work, and the way that they take pride in what they're doing right now, it's just to show you, 20 guys on the same page, 20 players who want to achieve a lot. It's always possible. It's not always a matter of talent. I think that we have lots of talented players, but I think that the chemistry between the group is very good. The players are getting the job done.
Bob Hartley, kind enough to join us, Stanley Cup winning head coach, of course, in 0-1 with the Avalanche. I'd ask you about Yuri Hudler. What was unfair about last season? You're new in Calgary. He's new in Calgary. And with such a short season, it's tough. But we all did it. We all would judge and say it's all we got, so we're looking at it. Are you getting a different Yuri Hudler this year? Is he healthier, able to just dial in more and be more of an established leader and an offensive threat for your club?
Totally different. One thing about Yuri is that he was very close to his dad, mm-hmm. and his dad was very sick. And I remember just a few days in camp after the work stoppage, Yuri's dad passed away. So obviously Yuri's conditioning was not very good because he had to spend lots of time with his sick father. And then with the passing, so it took a lot away, coming back here with a new group. We had a tough start. By the time that he got going, that's at the same time that Mika Kiprusoff got hurt, and then it seems that Yuri's season never got going. So it was such a quick season that it was very unfair to judge him in that kind of season, and obviously it gave us a very false picture of what Yuri Hudler could be for us. So this year, he showed up like the rest in great shape, and he just got going from day one. And not only that, he's been an unbelievable player on the ice for us, but he's been a great leader around our kids. He's always with Sean Monahan. He's always telling him how to be a good pro and how this game is going around. And you look at how Monahan is playing. Well, it has been a win-win situation for us with Yuri Hudler.
And there's been a lot of talk, obviously, about Monahan, and the fans have embraced the kid. And there was a big debate, Bobby, 18 years old, do you keep him on a team that is supposedly in a rebuild? And really, at the end of the day, I suppose it gave you no choice.
No, exactly. Sean Monahan decided from day one that there wouldn't be any debates. I can tell you that Sean Monahan to stay in Calgary, it was a slam dunk. We never had a formal meeting. On the day that we decided that, it was clear cut that Sean would stay with us. I think it took us about 30 seconds to say, there's no doubt in our mind that the best thing for Sean Monahan and the best thing for the Calgary Flames organization is to keep him around us. And he did it. He's such a pro. I don't think that he's used one day off right now to stay home. Yesterday, we had a day off. He was the first player in the gym, maintenance work and everything. He's showing so much poise and so much maturity for a 19-year-old man that it's just unbelievable.
Bob Hartley joining us, of course, on Brady and Walker.
You got to be impressed with the start the Colorado Avalanche have had, and I'm looking forward to when you guys play the Avs. It'll be yourself matched up against Patrick Waugh. Pretty incredible that a goalie you won the cup with now is going to be on the opposing side. I guess your view of Patrick's resume so far.
Well, I'm not impressed about Patrick's situation right now because we've always stayed in touch. Like from the time that he left the game, he retired. He went to coach Bantam AA in Quebec City, then with the Ramparts and the Quebec League, and there's not 2 weeks that I don't speak with Patrick. So like, and it's still the same right now. So like, here's a goalie that I would be explaining a drill in Colorado, and he'd be one knee down in front of the board, like basically any Pee Wee kids in Canada. And he was a Hall of Famer goalie. He was always a student of the game. He would come in my office and ask me to explain him the rationale of a 2-on-1 drill, of a 3-on-2 drill, why I did this drill on a certain day, and it was never to question his buzz. He wanted to learn, and he would write papers and stuff like this. And then we would sit in my office, even when I was in Atlanta and he was in Quebec City, he would send some video clips through the computers, and we would sit on the phone, and he'd be in front of his computer, I'd be in front of my computer, and we would kind of talk about certain situations of his team. So Patrick always wants to learn. Patrick always challenged himself, whether he was playing or now coaching. There's never enough information for Patrick, and I think that he took a very good young team on the rise, and right now to see Matt Duchene probably, and I don't know about hockey fans, but in my book, Matt Duchene right now, would be the MVP, would have my vote for the MVP of this young season. So whenever you get young players playing well, and you get Varlamov and Giguere playing in nets the way that they've been playing, you're going to get good results. But for sure, Patrick Waugh, Joe Sakic, they brought a new message. They brought some passion to this team, and we're seeing some very positive results.
That's going to be a lot of fun next Friday night. We're having a great chat with Bob Hartley, Stanley Cup champion, of course. And first impressions of the Maple Leafs, you're getting to see teams obviously from the other conference, and it's always an emotional game when these two teams play. What are your expectations? What have you seen from Toronto so far?
Well,
through 12 games?
As we know, it's a big physical team that can score lots of goals. Phil Kessel is obviously a threat. Their blue line is a very dangerous blue line with Bernier and Reimer in net. It's probably one of the best duos in the league. So, that team went through a rebuild quite a few years ago, and right now we're seeing that, through trades and draft picks, they've done a great job, and now they have a team that, making a serious push. So, we will have a great test, but that's what we're looking over here. We're always looking for a gauge from every team, different team, different situations. It's going to give us some different reads on where our game is right now. And I think that, our players are always embracing those challenges.
They're unbeaten in regulation at home so far, Leafs and Flames. Coach, a great pleasure catching up with you, and continued success. We appreciate the time.
Thank you very much, guys. My pleasure.